Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his first speech to a joint session of Congress in his second term, President Donald Trump announced several initiatives to shore up U.S. national defense at home and abroad. To boost our defense industrial base, said President Trump, the U.S. will resurrect its shipbuilding industry, including commercial shipbuilding and military shipbuilding.
And for that purpose, I am announcing tonight that we will create a new Office of Shipbuilding in the White House and offer special tax incentives to bring this industry home to America where it belongs. We used to make so many ships. We don't make them anymore very much, but we're going to make them very fast, very soon.
To further enhance our national security, President Trump announced the United States will be reclaiming the Panama Canal.
Just today, a large American company announced they are buying both ports around the Panama Canal and lots of other things having to do with the Panama Canal and a couple of other canals. The Panama Canal was built by Americans for Americans, not for others, but others could use it.
The Panama Canal was built at tremendous cost of American blood and treasure, said President Trump. 38,000 workers died building the canal, dying from malaria, snake bites, and mosquitoes. The canal was given away by the Jimmy Carter administration for $1. But that agreement has been violated very severely, declared President Trump. China has been in control of the ports at each end of the canal.
We didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back.
President Trump also has a message for Greenland. We strongly support your right to determine your own future. And if you choose, we welcome you into the United States of America.
We need Greenland for national security and even international security, and we're working with everybody involved to try and get it. We will keep you safe, we will make you rich, and together we will take Greenland to heights like you have never thought possible before.
And finally, in the interest of building the most powerful military of the future, President Trump announced his plan to build a state-of-the-art Golden Dome missile defense shield to protect the American homeland.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.